Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
To help promote the book here, Steve Summers, Me Here, You There, My Three Decades Overnight Under the Covers, Schmoozing S-P-O-R-T-S as Captain Midnight for WFAN, November 18th. It comes out. You can pre-order it today. Okay, a couple of things here. There's a lot still that we want to get to with you, Steve. But I learned some things about you. I'm going to give you quick hitters, and you can pick on which one you want to talk about. You have hammer toes. I was not aware of that, so I learned about the hammer toes, which prevented you from being a better baseball player, potentially.
I had no speed.
Yeah, okay. Joan Rivers called you on the overnight.
That is right.
Had no idea that that was the case.
And she called because somebody had brought up about where I live and blah, blah, blah. And I brought up that my apartment was a mess. And Joan Rivers, and we called back to make sure it was actually her. And she called to suggest a cleaning lady.
Joan Rivers. Like, that's a big... Wow. I know Seinfeld, and we can get into that, but Joan Rivers?
Yeah, Joan Rivers. But she didn't want to be on the air. We wanted her on.
Oh, she didn't come on, but she did call.
She called in on the regular call-in line and suggested a cleaning lady for my apartment. So... And that happened.
Okay, and then one more. Well, there's more, but just the one that I want to bring up. Yeah. Howard Cosell got you suspended?
I was working TV in Atlanta, WXIA, an ABC affiliate. He had come down from New York for a dinner with an affiliate ABC station. And I did a commentary. I did sports Monday through Friday there for only a couple of years. I was working for Confederates. I didn't like it at all. I hated it. And I got lucky because I ended up with Gumbel in L.A. at KNBC. Anyway, but the bottom line is I did a commentary during my sportscast in which Cosell was watching because he was in Atlanta for the dinner. And I basically talked about him being a caricature of himself. And he complained about it. Here was a guy that made his living complaining about other people and complained about me talking about him becoming the caricature of himself. For 2 days, I was suspended by a general manager who not only had a spittoon in his office, but used it.
Really? Spittoon? Wow.
He was a Confederate from the Stonewall Jackson.
You want one more, BT? You'll like this.
Go for
one more. I did not know that you were dating somebody. You went on a vacation, And
oh yeah, Ronnie.
And she left you. I was crying of laughter reading this one line.
Well, I didn't talk about it for years. It happened in 1975, and she was the girl that I was with, and we went on a cruise. Now, the waiter at our table, she liked very much what he had to serve. Which was himself. So, and I suspect.
And is that what you tweeted the other day, Sal? It is, right?
Yes, I tweeted the picture. Yeah. It was so good.
I was very upset by it at the time. And on the air, after years gone by here, I told that story, Love Boat for her. Ship of Fools for me.
Oh, man. But you recovered nicely, didn't you? You got a little game. You got some bounce back
and
there,
I suspected
Stevie.
Something was wrong. Because we'd go to dinner. We would go to dinner, and she would leave to say, I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to refresh with my makeup and be gone for an hour
no
or two.
Way.
Was she having plastic surgery?
Something was getting rearranged.
She was seeing him. You know, in his stateroom.
Wow, Steve, that is...
And, right. Oh, and now here's the...
I'm sorry to laugh at that because
I laugh about it now, too.
I know, but I could tell you were hurt by it. And even in the book, you said, like, some people will find this funny.
I was crying in my pina coladas.
That's tough. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I... no, it bothered me a lot.
I don't blame you. And it didn't bother anybody.
Yeah, and here's the ironic thing. Years later, I'm working in Atlanta... I got along with her parents very well. This was while I was in Sacra Tomato. and the bottom line, doing TV there. And she had left a note on my car that she wanted to meet me. And she had a boyfriend at the time. I should have realized that we were young playing the field,
yep.
Which you could do.
Yeah.
And so we went on this cruise after we had been going together for about a year. And the bottom line is that she met the waiter, she moved to the Canary Islands, where he was from, off the coast of Spain, then stayed with him from, I understand, from her parents, who I got along with very well, and wanted me to marry her even. And not a Jewish girl, Ronnie McKee or Veronica McKee.
Irish, Scottish, yes. German, yeah, you go.
Through and through, God love her.
Uh-huh.
And bottom line is I'm in Atlanta now, and she comes back from Europe. She had stayed with the guy, the waiter, for about 6 months in the Canary Islands, and then with girlfriends traveled around Europe, came back to the United States on her way back to Sacra Tomato, stops in Atlanta, calls me and wants to get together again. I said no.
Good for you,
not even one last...
Yeah, I thought about it.
Right.
I thought about it.
Under the covers, talking about SEX?
Listen, you're talking about under the covers. But I thought about it, but I would never be able to trust her again.
You got to have a little self-respect. Yeah. You got to draw the line somewhere. There you go. All right, so this is a random one. You don't have to spend too much time on it. I feel like I know completely what kind of music like Beningo loves and Dog loves Bruce. You were born obviously out in San Francisco and
yes.
So many, you know, groups were spawned out there in the 60s and the 70s. Like, what's your favorite type of music?
Well, it's rock and roll, really. Rhythm and blues, little soul music. A good friend of mine in college, Ben Fong Torres, and I'm going to have him on my podcast, an original writer of Rolling Stone magazine, the last to interview John Lennon, the last to interview Jim Morrison.
Wow.
And an Asian actor played Ben in the movie Almost Famous.
Wow. What an interesting guy.
With Kate Hudson in that movie.
Great movie.
And the Asian character was Ben Fong Torres with Rolling Stone. And he's retired now. He lives out in the Bay Area. And I wanted to write more about him in the book. I think I made reference to Ben, but I got in touch with him from a high school teammate on the baseball team who was a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and has written a number of books, including one that was a bestseller about the Zodiac Killer. And Duffy Jennings, his name. And I called Duffy, you know, only about 2 weeks ago, and I said, Duff, and I went to high school.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But Duffy, so I knew him. I said, Duffy, do you know how I can get in touch with Ben Fontoris? And he gave me his phone number, and now I'm going to get Ben on my podcast. He's not really a sports fan, but music-wise.
That's a good one. I'm going to listen to that. I like it.
Ben was very close with Rolling Stone, very close to Bill Graham, who had Fillmore West and Fillmore East. Ben was into Cream and Led Zeppelin.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't so much into the acid
the hard
rock.
Stuff as much. Not like Jimi Hendrix
No, I knew of him.
No.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, for sure.
Creedence, Jefferson like Airplane.
Creedence Clearwater, maybe.
Who?
Creedence Clearwater.
Oh, yeah, great.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, great. The Eagles,
yes,
great. Creedence Clearwater, great.
Okay.
But not into the acid rock. Now, Ben was. And he was in college, I was the sports director of our campus radio station. He was not the music director, but he was partly program director with the music, and he was a writer for the campus newspaper. But a great writer, Ben Fontoris. So only very happy to mention his name.
BT and Sal in studio with Steve Summers. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. One other thing from the book, and I'll always be grateful. Like, I love Jerry Seinfeld and I love the Seinfeld show. I remember I wasn't even working on your show yet, but I believe I was an intern in 2003. You had Seinfeld come in studio at the old Astoria place. He went around and shook everybody's hand, including my own. He made eye contact. I'll never forget that as an intern. It wasn't just Jerry Seinfeld big time in people. He went in there for Steve, shook everybody's hand, so I love that. I do think, though, and there's great insight. You share some emails between you and Seinfeld.
And
back
he wrote
and forth.
The forward.
Okay, but that's the thing. Like, I think you're almost... He called you because he's a fan of you. I know how you met him. You could get into that. You don't need Seinfeld's fame. You're Steve Summers.
Like, oh, stop.
No, I'm serious. Like, you almost overdid it with the Seinfeld stuff.
No. I've been very lucky. And you guys know all too well. You want to be good. And you don't need anyone to tell you when it's working, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your approach is, whatever your presentation is. But I also am smart enough to know what I don't know. But what I do know is when I did a monologue or an entire program without the energy, making mistakes, maybe, you know, with facts, with some information, I always tried to hold myself accountable and responsible, as you guys do. And that is the way it should be with anyone on or off the air. But the bottom line is, what was your question again?
About Seinfeld.
Daryl, are you with us? Yeah, the Seinfeld thing, like, I get that you have a relationship with him. I almost feel like you're, like, without Seinfeld ever listening to you or coming on your show, you'd still be one of the greatest to ever do this.
Oh, will you stop? Well,
no,
come
I'm serious.
On,
but
Sal.
I get, like, Seinfeld sells,
you know how I met, it's in the book,
yes.
How I met him.
Yeah, go ahead, you could say the story.
You know, and for me, he didn't, when I walked up to him in the bodega at about 1:30 in the morning, he was with George Wallace, a good friend of his to this day, also a comedian. And I debated, because I wasn't the type as a kid to ask for autographs and all that kind of thing. I always felt intimidated that I was bothering somebody, so I never did it. But he and Wallace were the only two people in the bodega about 1:30 in the morning. I had watched a repeat in July of Saturday Night Live, and then it was still very warm. And overnight, 75 degrees, 80 in the summertime in July. And I went down to the corner bodega to get a pint of ice cream when I saw them. And I had a business card that we all got at the very beginning. It said WFAN, red, white, and blue, my name on it. And I said, do I walk up to him? I'm a fan. And I walk up to him and say hello. I don't mean to bother. And that's what I did. I said, I walked up to him and I said, don't mean to bother you. Just want to let you know I'm a fan. And this is where I work. I just started at this radio station. He never made eye contact as I was talking. But he looked at the card, looked up, made eye contact, and said, you're Steve Summers? And I went, boing. really. Now, today, what my wife has to do today... You know, like in India, they have the snake,
yeah,
with the snake in the basket,
yeah,
and the guy with the flute. Having that's my wife has to. She bought a flute. What? So the bottom line, really, I couldn't believe he knew he was like a listener, and then he called in, regular caller, the next Monday. This was a Saturday night, Sunday morning. And he called in Monday night as Jerry from Queens, really Jerry from Manhasset. And, yeah, he co-hosted with me a couple of times. Are we running out of time?
No.
If you got to get rid of me, you can get rid of me.
No, I'm not getting rid of you.
Because you're not taking calls. What is it?
No, why? You don't even have headphones on to take calls.
No, that's right.
Yeah. No, I just was saying the Seinfeld. I think it's great, but I just want you to know, like, I would listen to you regardless of if Seinfeld calls or not. Like, yeah, it's cool to have him on.
Well,
I like your show, too.
And that he gave the okay to put emails in the book. And also write a forward. Well, that's going to help sell the book, I would think.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting insight to see you two go back and forth like that.
But I will say he's been very, very generous to me with his time. But I'm not a part of his inner circle. I didn't get invited to that lousy movie he made. Wait a minute. Now the book will really sell. I'm getting controversial.
I'll tell you, you are, you know, I was telling Sal, I think it was during a commercial break where Sal worked with you, Hoff, like, so they know you differently. I've seen it. I've always shown respect, like, you know, as soon as when I was down the hall nationally.
Well, same with you.
Well, you know, no, but this is about you. So I just, listening to you all these years, I'm like, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is you're out of your mind nuts. I didn't know that you were this crazy. You're nuts. You are crazy in a good way. Yeah. Like, you have an edge that I don't know that our listeners necessarily knew that you had. Love it.
Nuts is true. I was really nuts when I was younger, riding on the hood of a car through a wall of fire, trying to jump a motorcycle over a goalpost in Atlanta.
That was in Atlanta. Yeah. So we were talking about that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the days of George Plimpton, all because of Paper Lion, you know, this intellectual is like working out with the Detroit Lions. Then he writes a book about it. A guy who wore a bow tie and a vest and very intellectual. And so news directors around the country with their TV guys wanted them to get involved.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel style. Mm-hmm. And so I did a couple of those things, which I would never do at this point or ever again, even if I was younger.
It's a fascinating read. You're going to learn a lot about it, about Steve and behind the scenes and the career and all that stuff. We went over a lot. We wanted to come back with this. We had to take a quick break here. Don't yell at me. Yes, can you come back for one more segment?
Is that okay? Of course.
Okay, one more segment because there is some other stuff that I want to get into.
Okay.
And we want to get your thoughts on today's stuff, like the Mets and things like that.
Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.